From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. It was a preliminary result, but authorities say there was no signs of trauma or suicide on the body of entertainer Prince. The 57-year-old singer, songwriter, and musician was found dead at his Paisley Park complex Thursday. Sheriff Jim Olson said that there was no indication of either suicide or trauma to the singer's body when the medical examiner's office picked it up.
Dr. Quinn Strobel, who is a Carver County medical examiner, responded. There were no obvious signs of trauma on the body at all. The body was transported to Dr. Strobel's office for an autopsy, and that is being done today. Results from that autopsy may take several weeks, which is not unusual.
Prince sold more than 100 million albums worldwide. He won 7 Grammys and picked up an Oscar for Best Original Song Score for Purple Rain. Tributes have poured out for the entertainer from celebrities and fans alike, including U.S. President Barack Obama, Oscar-winning singer Jennifer Hudson, and the cast of the Pulitzer Prize-winning play Hamilton. Leaders from as many as 171 nations gathered in New York Friday to sign the Paris Agreement on climate change. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said countries need to turn their goodwill into action.
We are in a race against time. I urge all countries to move quickly to join the agreement at the national level so that the Paris Agreement can enter into force as early as possible.
The agreement works to limit global temperature rise to below 2 degrees Celsius. It also lays out a roadmap for reducing greenhouse gas emissions and mitigating the effects of a warming planet. This is VOA News. U.S. President Barack Obama says that Britain remaining in the European Union is good for both Britain and the United States. Speaking at a news conference in London after meeting with British Prime Minister David Cameron, Mr. Obama said Britain being part of the EU helps to spread values that both the United Kingdom and the United States hold across the continent.
The EU has helped to spread British values and practices across the continent. The single market brings extraordinary economic benefits to the United Kingdom, and that ends up being good for America.
Prime Minister Cameron said that being part of the EU is as beneficial to Britons as being part of NATO, the G7, or the G20.
We deliver for our people through all the international groups that we're part of. We enhance our security through the membership of NATO. We further our prosperity through the G7 and the G20. And like those organizations, Britain's membership of the EU gives us a powerful tool to deliver on the prosperity and security that our people need.
The two leaders also discussed the European migrant crisis, the war in Syria, the stability of the Middle East, and the fight against the so-called Islamic State. Later, the President and First Lady had dinner at Kensington Palace with Prince William, Kate, the Duchess of Cambridge, and Prince Harry. At least 18 people were killed Friday when airstrikes hit several rebel-held neighborhoods in Syria's contested city of Aleppo. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said 19 people died in the strikes against the Bustan al-Qasr neighborhood. Local media outlets reported 18 deaths. Meanwhile, the UN Special Envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, said in Geneva that he will take fragile peace talks into next week despite a walkout by the main armed opposition.
None of the sides have renounced to it, delegitimized it, and it is still in effect, but it is in great trouble if we don't act quickly.
Mr. de Mistura said that the cessation of hostilities implemented in late February is fragile, but that both sides have the feeling that neither will accomplish a military victory in Syria. And the United States is purchasing 32 metric tons of heavy water. That's a key component in the development of atomic weapons from Iran. The sale is a bid to help Tehran implement provisions of the landmark nuclear deal. News of the purchase drew immediate criticism from House Foreign Affairs Committee Chairman Ed Royce, who said buying the substance is giving the radical regime in Tehran more cash. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.